SBS Radio.
Morning.
Good morning. Can you tell me a little bit about yourself and how you came to Australia?
My family migrated in 1987. I was around about 11 years old at the time. So I did all my studies in New South Wales. We moved to WA in 1990 and then finished my Year 12 in 1993. The rest of the family went back to Manila and I followed suit due to a death in the family. Did my university studies there, worked for a couple of years and came back to Australia in 2001. Via Sydney, and I've stayed ever since.
Can you tell me about this thing that you've started,
Spotto?
Yeah.
Yeah, so I've been getting a lot of questions. How did I name it Spotto and how it all came about? So basically, Spotto is basically a ute that I have. Back in March, it was due for registration. And I was playing with the idea of whether I need to register it again or whether I just get rid of it. And at the time, I was already a member of the Facebook page, Pinoy AU. And I've been seeing a lot of posts about, you know, new migrants, students, tourists, you know, needing help to move things around. And I thought, you know, I mean, they could use it if they wanted to. So I simply posted a post asking the community whether I should just get rid of it or if they want to use it. And if I get enough comments saying that they would want to use it for free, I would re-register it. And that's how it happened. So I re-registered it. And I started predominantly helping people around. I've only managed to get the to be used by someone else. I've stopped that only for a couple of reasons, because of insurance issues and, you know, fines. If they do speeding and stuff, then I'd be the one to get in trouble. So that's how it started. I re-registered it and offered it to the fellow community. And the name Spotto came about because it's yellow. And as kids, we used to play a game during long trips. So it's kind of a kid's game. And when you spot something along the travels, you shout out Spotto. And the rarest colour of vehicle that you would find on the road is yellow, and that's how the Spotto then came about for the ute.
Oh, nice. So I'm pretty sure your family supports you in what you're doing. I'm sure they're very proud of you.
Yeah. I mean, I have taken my dad on one of the trips, on my early trips. Obviously, I needed a hand to carry stuff for people. And more recently, a couple of weeks ago, I took my kids with me. Just share them the spirit of, you know, what helping other people is like, and they seem to get a good grasp of it. And just yesterday, I took them to another Filipino in the group that's helping other people as well. And my partner or my fiance, Ricky. So while I'm out doing all this community work, she takes care of the kids. It's a family effort. Mm-hmm. I mean, even though I'm the one doing all the physical work, I've still got to backbone support of the family. So I've got my partner, my fiance, taking care of the kids, making sure they're fed, and when I come home, I'm fed.
So how often do you go out and help your fellow Filipinos?
Okay, so there's a condition to this. So I offer my help. Obviously, it's help, and I don't charge, and I don't ask for anything. But it has to work around my availability and the car's availability, because I work full-time Monday to Friday. I'm an IT systems engineer for a global company, and I've got a small business that I run as well.
Of all the people you've helped, I'm sure you've developed good relationships with them as well. Have you heard of stories that inspired you even more to help?
Yeah, I mean, majority of the people that I've helped are either students coming in on a student visa, a handful of permanent resident visas, And the story of how everything lines up, like from the day they get the grant, it lines up with a flight ticket sale that's so cheap, and it also falls on the same day that they resign from work. Everything just falls into place for them, and how they get there, all the struggles that they do. Every time I drive around converse with them, hear these stories, and they're so amazing, you know. I had it easy because my parents were migrants, so I'm here by default. And for them to be doing all the sacrifices, leaving their families behind, leaving their kids behind, missing the birth of their kids, it's something that I wouldn't want to really experience myself. But for them to give that up for a better life and for a better future here, I would want to be part of that to help them achieve that dream. And it's not just the way I help physically. So anything to do with, you know, looking for employment, tips and tricks of how to get employment or increase the chances of employment, or just simply how to get from one place to another, I try and give as much knowledge as I can.
Especially since a lot of students who come here are new migrants, they're here by themselves. So
that's true.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean, some of them I've become friends with, obviously, by helping them. We frequently chat now, and, you know, there's plans to hang out. And some you just don't hear from ever again, but that's fine. That's just the way it is, really. It's not just me, so I still get the help of other people paying it forward. And I try and make sure that they're recognised for it, because it is the spirit of the Bayanihan. Normally what I find is people that don't have anything to do or who haven't found themselves and wants to keep busy, this is the way to do it for a couple of things. It will actually give you a different mindset about life, not just in your work and in studies. It will help you in life. With people that need help, this I've said so many times to many of the Filipinos I've helped. So I'm a shy person by default, but by doing this community work, it's actually helped me a little bit more in terms of talking to people. And doing that enables me to share my ideas and knowledge and be able to actually express myself. And I guess starting Spotto was one of those things that enabled me to actually voice out my so-called local knowledge living in Sydney or living in Australia.
SBS Filipino. Ibahagi ang inyong mga kwento sa Facebook.
Enjoy more stories in your language by visiting sbs.com.au.